You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? We made it through doomsday, didn't we? Thank God we made it. Oh, I hope, you know, I know people have been making a lot of jokes about this whole December 21 and doomsday Mayan calendar, issue, but, you know, I think that's one of the reasons why we've kind of had all this violence. I think many people think it is the end of the year or the end of the world, and I'm kind of glad it's over. We made it, right? Am I speaking too soon, or, I mean, is it all weekend long, or can I say we made it? Did we make it, knock on wood? All right, thank God. From what I understand, Michigan had closed 33 schools early, right? Christmas break was supposed to start over the weekend, but they closed 33 schools early on the Friday because they were worried that the Mayan apocalypse, blah, blah, fix your radios, people, could trigger another attack on students. There was an armed guard at my kid's school today. I was pretty happy about that. From what I understand, we're going to be talking about this a little later, the NRA does want armed guards in school, so that's what they're urging. Like I told you, from what I'm hearing from my listeners or from my patients, if the schools don't have armed guards, parents want to take turns taking watch. You know, parents with CCWs, and so I don't know if we should start, you know, having the parents take this over, but parents are worried. You know, it'll be very interesting to see what happens. While we're waiting for Congress to go back and forth on, you know, banning weapons, what's going to protect our kids now? And so parents are already starting to plan, well, then what we'll do is we'll take turns. And if they don't let us on the school property, we'll sit out in the parking lot. I mean, the last thing we need now is people sitting in the parking lot with guns, you know, ready to jump on somebody. I'd like to know that it's somebody armed, somebody that knows what they're doing, and, you know, someone who's licensed to. I'd feel much more comfortable. But I know parents are, you know, looking at the cities in which they live and realizing that budgets are light and that their school may not get the armed guard that they want. You know, I mean, how expensive is it to have an armed guard, right? Is it $15 an hour? $15 an hour, roughly, depending on where you live. I mean, $20 an hour, they should get more, honestly. I mean, you know, they really should get paid more, you know, than that, if that's what they're making. You know, so, I mean, maybe everybody in the school chips in. I don't know. I don't know if public school systems are allowed to charge parents. You know, I mean, every now and then, you know, schools are collecting money for this and that. Why not? So, I don't know. I'm just not ready for, you know, parents to start taking shifts. But I completely understand why that's their concern right now. They don't want to send their kid to school without knowing that somebody could take a shooter out. So we'll talk about that a little bit later because the NRA is suggesting that. It looks like Idaho and California cities seem to have the best, or the states of Idaho and California seem to have the best cities for men. We'll talk about that and why. Also, it looks like doctors are making 4,000 surgical errors annually. 4,000? Really? All right. I love these articles where I have to defend the doctor. But, I mean, if some doctors are doing stupid things, I'm going to tell you. Also, some of you that get treated for hepatitis C, there is a drug that's linked with deadly rashes. We're also going to talk about how IQ may not be all that. All right, you know, your IQ test may not really signify if you're smart or not. I've never taken an IQ test. I've wanted to. I've wanted to take an IQ test because I always thought I would score high, and nobody ever administered it. You know, when you were in school, you had the CAT test, the California Achievement Test, and you had those. And then we had the PSATs, and then we had the SATs. And then I had to take the MCATs for medical school, and then I had to take the boards. You know, so I never got an IQ. My guess is, even though I could take tests really, really well, I wouldn't have aced an IQ test. I don't think an IQ test is like a typical test where you could ace. So I would probably be worried about that one. So we'll talk about that. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. All right, now what's going on here? They say a New Mexico meat company has filed a lawsuit against the federal government, accusing it of politically motivated inaction of its application to become the first business to resume slaughtering horses for food. Valley Meat Company is seeking to force the U.S. Department of Agriculture, according to Mail Online, to conduct inspections necessary to open what would be the nation's first new horse slaughterhouse. Are we supposed to eat horse? What does horse taste like? Now, I think I had alligator. When I was in New Orleans, I had alligator. I didn't really like it too much. It tasted like chicken. It tasted very gummy. It tasted like undercooked calamari. You know, none of it's kosher, so don't tell God I did any of that. But I didn't know horse meat was in demand. The company and its owner, Rick De Los Santos, have also sued the Humane Society of the United States, Front Range Equine Rescue, and Animal Protection of New Mexico, accusing the organizations of defamation during a year-long dispute that has reignited debate over the humane treatment of horses and how to best control the exploding equine population. If we got so many horses, give me one. I've always wanted to have a horse. Really? Do we have too many horses? Okay, the dispute began a year ago after Congress removed what effectively had become a ban on horse slaughter. His cattle slaughter business had dropped off as area ranchers sold their herds because of drought. So he talked to the USDA about converting his slaughterhouse to handle horses. He said he was encouraged to do so, but he would have to stop slaughtering cattle to get proper permits. Okay, am I missing something? Who eats horse? Or does this have nothing to do with horse? It just has to do with decreasing the population. But if the USDA is involved, the defamation suit alleges the animal protection groups actively tried to destroy his business. Many animal humane groups and public officials were outraged at the idea of resuming domestic horse slaughter. Well, of course they would. Somebody tell me, why are we slaughtering horses? Some others, however, including some horse rescues, livestock associations, and the American Quarter Horse Association, support a return to domestic horse slaughter. They point to a 2011 report from the Federal Government Accountability Office that shows horse abuse and abandonment have been increasing. Okay, so I guess horse slaughter is more humane. Is that what we're supposed to get from this? The number of U.S. horses sent to other countries for slaughter has nearly tripled. All right, I guess. Okay, so no one's eating it. All right. I don't know if I like that. I don't like either of this. All right, let's switch subjects. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Okay, this story... I have a huge problem with, but I need to report it. And then, of course, I'm going to complain about it because I don't think I like this. Apparently, there are new guidelines that are going to be issued by the American Diabetes Association. Now, I like the ADA. I think they do a good job. But anytime somebody says there's going to be new guidelines, I clench the sigmoid. And because, again, I don't know if it's politically induced. Okay, here's why. Listen to this. New guidelines issued by the American Diabetes Association Thursday may reduce the number of people who need to take blood pressure medications, and they may help more people get insurance coverage for testing their blood sugar levels. Oh, well, Dr. Dahlia, that sounds nice. No, not nice. Not nice. It sounds good. Okay, you'll hear what's going on. All right. According to Robert Ratner, Chief Scientific and Medical Officer of the ADA, he says, we're constantly looking at data to try to make our treatment guidelines as personalized and as consistent as possible. Well, that's good. That sounds good. Nah. Just wait. Wait. And that's exactly what happened, they say, with the ADA's first significant change in this year's guidelines. The ADA is lowering the bar. Now, listen to this. The ADA is lowering the bar for its systolic blood pressure goal, going from less than 133 millimeters mercury, your systolic, to less than 140 millimeters mercury. No! I know! You see why I'm so upset? You guys see? Okay, I'm not lying. Hey, quit Quit being facetious, people. This is really ridiculous. Okay, do you see what the ADA wants to do? Rather than a diabetic being told to keep their blood pressure down 130, they're going to save money. For us to save money on health care, bring the number up to 140. And say, all right, if our diabetics keep their blood pressure under 140, we'll let it pass. This way, we don't have to spend money on blood pressure medications. Now, am I the only one? Do you see why I'm so furious? You guys are still shaking your heads. No? No? What's the big deal, Dahlia? Okay, I tell you what the big deal is. All right? This is another thing we predicted years ago with Obamacare. Yes, I'm going to relate it to Obamacare. Everything. I'm going to relate everything to Obamacare because that's just kind of the mood I'm in. One of the reasons why we lowered the threshold for blood pressure is because what seems to happen to our diabetics? They seem to have kidney disease. They seem to have diabetic retinopathy. The blood vessels in the eyes burst. They seem to be more at risk for heart disease. So the reason why when I was in school, we were taught to get diabetics' blood pressure deep into the 120s is to decrease mortality and to save lives. All of a sudden, medicine has gone from saving lives and saving the kidneys and saving the eyes and saving the limbs and saving cognitive abilities to saving money. Well, if you're a diabetic and you're worried about losing your foot or losing your eyesight or losing your kidneys and needing to go on dialysis, yes, money is a factor, but you want to know that you are being told advice that is the best for your kidneys, for your eyes, for your heart, not because it's going to save money and insurance companies won't have to spend that much money on blood pressure medication. So them raising the systolic blood pressure goal to 140, to me, is an atrocity, an abomination. This is, I mean, hell hath no fury as a doctor who just got told that the guidelines are being switched to save money. So, what do we do? All right, if you're diabetic and your doctor is going to say, well, 138, we're not going to do nothing about it, that could be a problem. Now, again, my job on this show, although I don't really do my job well from what I hear from my bosses, but, you know, from what I understand in the contract, my job is to prepare y'all and give you the same advice I'm giving my patients, I'm giving my mother, I'm giving my siblings, I'm giving my kids. Give you the same advice that the advice that would hopefully get you through any of these obstacles. Okay, now, one such thing that you could do, okay, is first, you know, make sure you're getting your eyes checked proactively. Last thing I want is you guys getting diabetic retinopathy or hypertensive retinopathy. Listen, if the ADA is going to change the guidelines on blood pressure and diabetics are supposed to have the tightest blood pressure control, you could bet that the High Blood Pressure Association, whoever the heck they are, maybe the American Cardiology Association, may consider upping their threshold too. All right, and if that's the case, more of us are going to be, you know, having issues. But, and again, I really don't have a problem with the ADA. It's just I think they're getting political pressure to try to figure out ways to save money. So they're saying, well, then fine, let people's blood pressure be 10 points higher. I don't care. Right? This way nobody gives us crap and Obamacare goes through a little smoother. No. I don't want anything to go smoothly. I want you to be healthy. I'd rather you be healthy than smooth. Okay? With our diabetics, get your eyes checked regularly, get your kidneys checked regularly. Now, I don't know what the nephrologists are doing or the ophthalmologists are doing hearing this. They're probably saying, what? Crazy say what? You know, I don't think they're going to like this idea. Now, the one thing that's probably going to be your out is whenever you have diabetes, you're supposed to be given an ACE inhibitor or an ARB. So most of you that have diabetes, you're given a medicine called lisinopril, benazepril, enalapril. They end in ill, right? Or you'd be given losartan, medicines that end in tan. Brand names, Benicar, Diavan, Hyzar, Cozar, Atacand, etc. And these medicines are supposed to protect the kidneys. If you're not diabetic, I'm sorry, If you're a diabetic and you don't even have high blood pressure and your blood pressure is good, we still give you this medication to protect your kidneys. The one thing I am extremely proud of with our medical community is we have limited drastically the number of people going on dialysis. And for any of you that had a parent, grandparent, aunt, uncle on dialysis, it scares the heck out of any of us who are pre-diabetic or thinking we're destined for diabetes. Now, why have we been able to lower the number of people going on dialysis? Because we have them on these blood pressure medicines. And we, as doctors that have been trained in the last 20 years, have been taught to keep that blood pressure tight. So, if your doctor is going to say, oh, you know what, you're 140 over 90, it's so close to the guidelines, I'll let it pass. No, I think that's too high for a diabetic. Make sure they're putting you on one of those ACE inhibitors. You know, get some sort of heat from your ophthalmologist or from your kidney doctor, such that you could tell your primary care doctor, no, don't go by the guidelines, please. For the love of the Lord, don't go by the guidelines. I'd like to save my kidneys. Because this is a newsflash. Dialysis will cost more in healthcare dollars than your being on a blood pressure medicine that's 5 points higher than what the guidelines are suggesting, okay? I have no idea where the economists are, you know, while everybody's deciding all this, but everybody's making their own rules when it comes to, you know, diabetes and people's care. Now, they say in the past, the ADA recommended, so now let's talk about the little glucose monitoring. Now, many of us hate doing that. We hate checking our blood sugar. In the past, the ADA recommended that people with blood sugar levels to check it 3 or more times a day. They say that recommendation was sometimes misinterpreted to mean that they only need to check their blood sugar level 3 times a day, but most people with type 1 diabetes or those with an insulin pump need to test it more often. A number of insurance companies interpreted that as patients only needed 3 glucose strips a day, so many of you are not getting all the glucose strips that you need. You see what the problem we have? Insurance companies follow these guidelines. So the insurance companies are salivating at the mouth for the next set of guidelines that will save them money. They're trying to individualize the guidelines to meet life circumstances, but people with type 2 diabetes who are on medications don't need to do home glucose monitoring at all. Say what? They're saying if you're on oral medications, you don't need to do home glucose monitoring? Oh, that's a bunch of bullcrap. ADA has recommended that people who are on less intensive treatments, such as oral medications, be given education on how to respond to their blood sugar numbers. Okay, so it looks like they're trying to move towards not needing to check your blood sugar on oral medications. I'm going to tell you right now that's a bunch of bullcrap. The reason why I have you check your blood sugar, some of you guys are on glyburide, glipizide, sulfonylureas. What do these medications do? They stimulate your pancreas to shoot out insulin, and sometimes you get drastic drops. I want you to have a monitor. I want you to check your blood sugar and see if you're going too low. I also want you to check your blood sugar if you're any type of diabetic so you know what foods are making you spike. If you eat Mexican food and your sugars are fine, but if you eat Chinese food and it spikes, it teaches you what to eat. This is ridiculous. Find a doctor that's not going to take these guidelines 100% seriously and allow you to have a little bit more movement. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code, DocDolly, DocDalli. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website. and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics. And we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at hempusa.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at hempusa.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, Dahlia is spelled D-A-L-I-A-H, the H at the end for hot, hilarious maybe. Ho? No. Come on, people, please. Okay. Also, you can download the Dr. Dahlia app on iPhone. There's the Dr. Dahlia app, totally free. Also free Android app. If you can't find the apps on your store, you can go to my website and download the Dr. Dahlia apps from there. Also, you can sign up for the Dr. Dahlia Cruise. Don't forget to check that out on our website. It's under Alaskan Cruise 2013. Pretty exciting. Let's go to the phone line to get to some of your calls on our answer line. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, Dr. Dahlia. Because of the fact that I couldn't breathe so well, I didn't realize to reduce my food intake, calorie intake, and I went from 165 pounds to 275. Well, now I weigh 230, but I'm still trying to go through and lose more weight. How can I do this? I'm taking supplements, eating 1,500 calorie meals, and walking as much as I can to go through and get things taken care of because I'm a truck driver now for stateside.
Oh, I wish you were live. I'd love to talk to you. Okay, 1,500 calories. That's not a bad calorie plan. Let me see. The breathing. If you're talking about the breathing, see, the reason I want you live is I want to bring up sleep apnea. I think a lot of us that have trouble losing weight may benefit from sleeping with some oxygen if we're low. I can't tell you how many of my patients that have difficulty losing weight, and if they have difficulty breathing through their nose or some issue, they if they could get oxygen, it helps vitalize their muscles. They could help burn more ATP. So I would probably suggest, first and foremost, get a sleep study. All right, if you have stopped losing weight, I know many of you are saying, what about the thyroid? Let's first do the sleep thing first. If many of you are having trouble losing weight, I don't think it's a bad idea to get a sleep study. And if you are cutting off your air supply in your sleep and you're not getting good sleep, all right, your body may be on some sort of hibernation mode. You know, people ask me, they go, is that really true? Do you gain weight in the winter? Do you, if you starve yourself and do crash diets, do you go into hibernation mode? Not exactly, but the answer is yes. You know, your body is always thinking about preparation. You know, remember how I told you many diabetics ask me why their sugar is higher in the morning than it is at night? If they didn't sleepwalk and eat anything, how their sugar could go up in their sleep? It's because your liver makes sugar. Your liver, when you sleep, is anticipating hours of not having food. So your liver makes sugar. So your body is always worried about, you know, not getting its next meal or its next drink. And so there's certain things that your body could do. I mean, it can't keep you alive, you know, for weeks or months, but there's certain defense mechanisms that it could do. So let's say you don't get that much air and you're not breathing well. Your body may try to conserve energy, which is something that I've concluded when I see so many of my patients with sleep apnea before they get their machine, have trouble losing weight. All of a sudden, they have their CPAP machine. They're losing weight a little bit easier. Their metabolism up. It makes sense. Your muscles are more vibrant. So if you're ever having trouble losing weight or you have issues with your breathing, I'm not sure if this is the same gentleman. We had a gentleman that called in our answer line who had face trauma. If you had face trauma, then you may not qualify for the CPAP, but there may be other ways for you to get, you know, the air into you. But if you have had facial trauma, you know, talk to an ENT doctor about if you are cutting off your air supply. Because if you are, and not getting enough air, that may be why your metabolism has stalled. You know, whenever people go on crash diets going, okay, I'll just eat one meal a day. Yes, you may be cutting your calories to 900 calories a day, but your body is going to hold, it's going to slow down. The metabolism will slow down. You know, another thing that happens, which I've discussed on my show, is how your body has a certain set point. And remember we talked about how yo-yo dieting is bad for the heart? Because you usually gain the weight right back. You know, when you crash diet and going back and forth, the heart does not like it. Would rather you lose the weight slow. Another reason why I want you to lose the weight slowly is because it stays off. Many of you have already seen this effect. How many of us have had food poisoning or gastroenteritis or the stomach flu? And we have diarrhea and nausea, vomiting, and we lose 5 pounds. And we weigh ourselves, you know, we're starting to feel better, and we weigh ourselves and we go, this is fabulous. I lost 5 pounds. And we tell ourselves, you know, if I could just keep it like this and now go from here. Well, before you even finish that sentence, you already gained the 5 pounds back that day, right? Because your body has a set point. It's all mathematics. It's all calculations. What is easier for your body to do? Reset everything to you being 5 pounds lighter or absorbing the fluid, absorbing the weight so you're back at the set point. That's why whenever you guys crash diet, you seem to go back to the set point and sometimes gain even more because the body's a little, you know, shell-shocked, and it's like, I don't know what the hell's happening, so I'm just going to hold on to whatever I need to until I realize, okay, things are back to normalcy, and then you notice you're a couple pounds more than where you started. That's why you need to retrain your body to be at that lower weight. That's why losing weight slowly is important. Now, many of you get sick of these plateaus. We've talked about plateaus on the show. Your plateauing at weight loss is one of the best things that could happen to you. When you're stuck in a 3-month plateau, That's your body resetting itself to the new weight. I have no problem when my body goes through a plateau. No problem at all, because I could sit there and just build up some more muscle. I'll sit there, build up more muscle, and get ready for when the plateau starts to then fall again. Because the last thing I want is to go to a wedding or go to somebody's house for Christmas dinner or celebrate New Year's, and then the body goes right back up to the weight where I started, and I lost all that work that last month. Fine. I don't mind being in the plateau. I'll just start to tone and tone and tone, because that plateau is your body resetting itself. Let's say you were 190 pounds. You got yourself down to 180. All right, and your body decides to sit at 180 for a few months. Great, I would rather that than you bounce back to 190. But keep the exercise up. The reason why people fail diets is they get stuck in this plateau and they go, well, this sucks. I'm not losing anything. I might as well enjoy what I eat. You gotta ride out those plateaus. Those plateaus are crucial. Now, I know many of you think, well, you know, if I joined Weight Watchers, you lose a pound a week or 2 pounds a week. Well, since I stopped, Weight Watchers isn't working. No, no, no. Not everybody will lose 2 pounds a week. You'll lose weight on Weight Watchers. But some of you need that plateau. Some of you don't. Okay? Some of you do. I've had some patients that go, Dahlia, honestly, I drop a pound a week. And it said, I'm like, fine, good for you. Doesn't happen to me. For me, it's like all of a sudden I lose 5 pounds. Like, whoa. And then nothing happens for a while. Then all of a sudden I lose 10 pounds. Like, whoa. You know? And yeah, exactly. Like, whoa. That's exactly what I say. I say, whoa. So, you know, remember, you might be doing exactly what you need to be doing, but you're stuck on a plateau. Now, of course, get your thyroid checked. If your thyroid is underactive, absolutely, that could be a metabolism issue. You know, get your testosterone checked. That could be an issue. For many women that are going through menopause, you know, they'll start gaining weight. They're like, how the heck did this happen? Well, when your estrogen drops, you're more inclined to gain weight. Even though for a lot of us, estrogen will make us gain weight, the steroid and synthetic estrogen, when most women will gain weight as they go through natural menopause. So there's a variety of things. I mean, I know the caller was a gentleman. But the one thing I want to emphasize that hasn't been emphasized to you all, I know you all have heard about thyroid, you all have heard about exercise, metabolism, etc., is if you have sleep apnea, you will not lose weight. If you have abnormal periods, you will not lose weight. If you have abnormal bowels, a lot of gas, irritable bowel, get those things realigned, and you'll notice the weight start to come off. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWHEY.com. preparedness is simple. When you have the right stuff, and with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great tasting, long lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready to eat meals or packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Well, California's made the news again. It looks like they say U.S. men looking for the best place to find happiness, health, and good quality of life might consider wanting to live in Boise, Idaho, or San Jose and San Francisco in Northern California. So I guess California has cities and Idaho have cities that are deemed best in the U.S. for men, according to Reuters. The three western U.S. cities topped the list of 100 best towns for men in a new ranking compiled by Men's Health magazine. While Charleston, West Virginia, Philadelphia, and Birmingham, Alabama are considered the worst. They say anytime we do a best and worst city ranking and a city comes in at the very top like this, it immediately says to us that we were consistently strong across the board in pretty much all of the 38 criteria. Apparently, Boise jumped from fifth place last year to top place. They scored high marks in physical and mental health of its residents, low crime rate, and short commuting times, an average of just 18 minutes. They say Boise finishing number one was interesting to us because it is a city that would have finished in the top 20, but now comes at the top. Now, San Francisco, which I think is exquisite but expensive, consistently, they say, ranks high in the annual list. It has a small percentage of obese people, low number of smokers, highly educated, and generally fit population. San Jose had very low death rates from cancer and heart disease, the lowest percentage of smokers in any of the 100 cities in its ranking, and not much crime. Plano in Texas and Seattle, Washington rounded up the top five. Then came Burlington, Vermont. But the opposite end of the list, high cancer rates, violent crime, poor fitness levels, put Birmingham in last place. Then you had Philadelphia, Charleston, West Virginia, Toledo, Ohio, and St. Louis, Missouri. New York ranked 33. Los Angeles was in the middle of the ranking. All right, so what does that mean? See, I know a lot of men are like, wait a second. What I want to hear is, where are the babes? Okay? If a place is good for men, where are the babes? Well, they didn't really go into babes. Sorry about that. All right? I don't know where Las Vegas... I'm from Las Vegas. I have no idea where that is. I think Las Vegas... Well, Las Vegas probably wouldn't be as good for men because, again, we're still in a recession. While the whole world is acting like they're not in a recession, which blows my mind, I'm looking around and we're still in a recession. All right. But, it's a great place to live, I think. I love this place. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a study has come out saying doctors make 4,000 errors in surgery annually. They say a new study by John Hopkins School of Medicine shows that surgeons in the United States make 4,000 errors each year. They also estimate that surgeons leave foreign objects, like a towel or sponge, inside the patient's body following an operation 39 times each week, perform an incorrect procedure on their patients at least 20 times weekly, and operate on the wrong part of the body 20 times a week. Really, people? Come on. Duh. Really? Oh, I don't understand how this happens, because 15 years ago, when I was in training, you had the surgical nurse count with you. Everything was counted. You wouldn't even close up. You examine the body. You make sure, even if you don't think anything was left in there, you did a count, a sponge count. How could this be happening? Researchers say they believe that over 80,000 of these quote-unquote near events happened in hospitals in the U.S. between 1990 and 2010, and they believe their estimates are actually on the conservative side, that actually more are occurring. In order to make sure that the quote-unquote never events decrease in frequency, researchers said that an assessment that is accurate of the problem was necessary. Doing this would help hospitals create a better system, hopefully avoid errors. Researchers used information from the National Practitioner Data Bank in order to find malpractice judgments and settlements that were settled out of court linked to wrong site, retained foreign body, wrong patient, and wrong procedure surgeries. They were now able to discover close to 10,000 malpractice judgments that had been paid and claims during a 20-year period with payments that totaled $1.3 billion. With those payouts based on the rates of surgical adverse events that result in claims of malpractice, researchers estimated that's how they came up with the number that 4,000 of these events take place. The events occurred most of the time in patients who were 40 to 49. All right, how do you protect yourself from something like that? Well, you know, I've taught you guys about retained, materials. A retained scissors or a clip or a retained gauze. You know, if you have postoperative pain and it's not just at the site, but it seems deeper and it's not going away, ask your doctor for a CAT scan. And the CAT scan will have to look it up. I wouldn't recommend MRI because if you do have metal, it'll fly around the place. But a CAT scan. Okay, now I know some doctors won't. I had one of my callers had, told me, look, the doctor won't let me get a CAT scan, and I'm having pain. The surgeon won't. You know, is he trying to cover something up or whatever? Well, I mean, here's the thing, too. This is going to actually get difficult. Remember I said one thing Obamacare wants to do is pay one flat fee for a procedure. So if you have your tonsils taken out, if you have your appendix taken out, it's one fee. That fee gets split up between the hospital, it gets split up with the doctor, the nurses, if you need physical therapy afterwards, all the money gets split and divvied up, which is going to hurt you in the long run, because if you need another post-operative visit, or if you need a little bit more TLC, or a longer hospital stay, they're most likely not going to do it, because they're not going to make more money. If there's a finite amount of money that's got to be divvied up, and of course the government's probably going to tell us how to divvy it up, then, the last thing they're going to want to do is give you an extra freebie day, which they'll consider it a freebie day. I don't think they're going to get paid for an extra day, which means you asking for a CAT scan after the surgery is probably going to be dissuaded, because a CAT scan can be pretty expensive. What, $800? Who takes that out of their pocket? Will it even get paid? So what I had to suggest to you all is if any of you are not getting through to your doctor and you're getting worried because the pain is worsening or the pain's not getting better, then go to the ER and get a scan. I hate to, you know, tell people to go to the ER. I don't want you to flood the ER. But if you don't think you're going to be getting the test that you need, you know, and you think that there, you know, this could be an issue. Now, keep in mind, intraoperative abdominal surgery and a lot of these, I mean, you will hurt. Surgery hurts. Okay, so I don't want you all running to the hospital going, I think somebody left a clamp or somebody left a sponge in and it's been, you know, 24 hours. Keep in mind it's going to hurt. But, you know, a lot of times, you know, a few days, a week out, you'll start feeling better. If you're not feeling better, now, I'm not saying you're going to feel 100%, but the pain should slowly start to subside by the week mark, depending on what type of surgery you have. And if you're like, no, something's wrong, or you're getting a fever, or the pain is starting to worsen, you know, in a localized area, that could be a sign that something was left in you. The thing is, I've never seen this happen. In all my years of practicing and training, I've never seen it. All right, and maybe it's because I'm in a great city and the hospitals are good where I live. I don't know, but according to this, they're saying this happens 4,000 times a year. Are you kidding me? 39 times each week? So I don't know what to say. I'm kind of in shock. But, you know, we're going to have to be more and more proactive as things start to change. And please keep me posted. Even if you don't want me to read it on air, I would love to know what's going on in your neck of the woods. You can email us at drdahlia.com. Go to my website. There's a contact form. Don't forget to put your email on there if you want me to respond to you back. But let me know what's going on in your neck of the woods. Or call in at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. What are you noticing? It doesn't even so much have to be with, you know, these surgical errors. I mean, are you noticing that, you know, before you could ask for something and now you can't? And, you know, why is that happening? And we, like I said, one of the big things that's coming up around the bend is anything considered extra, right, to a simple procedure, is not going to have funding, which means doctors are going to be less likely to do the follow-up care or to do any follow-up tests that they think necessary because there won't be any money to pay for it. And that, to me, is a little scary, even if the doctor wants to do it. Don't go away. We've got another hour coming right up. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.